London's Olympic Games are benefiting in health terms from a store of knowledge gained from the Islamic Hajj pilgrimages to Mecca. This came from the expert panel discussion held at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine to help finalise plans for keeping public health high on the agenda at the big event. I asked the organiser of the London meeting, Ahmed Moolah, about the cross-fertilisation of knowledge that is so useful.
We realise that the Hajj and the Olympics now have a lot in common. When you have 8 million people every year, the official statistics say, you know, there are about 3 million at the Hajj, but at the Umrah, the lesser pilgrimage, there are up to 8 million people going every year. And you have 8 million tickets at the Olympics. The parallels are just very, very clear. You have a lot of researchers and a lot of infrastructure that goes into preparing these things. So we need to share and combine our knowledge and improve not only our understanding of these events, but we also need to use it as a way to propel the agenda and actually improve health amongst people who attend these meetings.
What do you think has been the main bottom line message coming out of today's discussion that you organised?
It's clear. London is prepared. London's prepared for 2012, and they've done a fantastic job. Brian from the Health Protection Agency, Dr. Richard Budgett from the Chief Medical Officer for the Games, gave excellent presentations as to why and how they are preparing. And the risks are actually quite low.
Ahmed Moolah talking to me at the end of the discussion he organised in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine on mass gatherings medicine. From Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.